answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My husband, Charlie, he wanted to save young men just like the one who took his life. That young man. On the cross, our Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That young man, I forgive him.
That is the most powerful statement made throughout the memorial service yesterday for Charlie Kirk. That was his wife, Erica. Quoting from the Bible, and somehow finding it with faith and belief to say, I forgive him. That young man. There are two levels to look at on this issue. One is faith requires us to forgive. And yet on the human level, it is very hard, is it not? And the other part of it is the legality. Just because you forgive him does not mean he should be held accountable. We're going to break this down in several ways today. It's not going to be easy. And there's a story I have to share a little bit later regarding another killer and his execution. And my personal thoughts while watching him be executed. But I wanted to begin with the most poignant and the most God-like statement that could come from Erica. I forgive you. You, the man who took the love of my life, the father of my children, simply because he said something you disagreed with, I forgive you. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA, on this Monday, September the 22nd, 2025. And reminding you, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do that? Well, you go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, we bring you news, analysis, opinion, and an education. You will know more than you do right now at the end of this hour. And reminding you, if you cannot stay with us in the entirety as we're on the air, you can always pull up podcasts. You find them at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook, audio and video podcast. In our next hour, we're going to be joined by Elizabeth Kaiser. She is host of Straight Lines. It runs Sunday evening as part of our SR1 programming. She's an attorney, a mother, and I wanted her take and her thoughts on not just the assassination of Charlie Kirk, but the memorial service held yesterday. And later this hour, my honest appraisal and sharing with you of my struggle to find the forgiveness that Erica Kirk pronounced yesterday. And also the favorite verse that Charlie held close to him. The broadcast yesterday, you had to bear with me, I'm sorry about this allergy stuff. That broadcast of the memorial, according to the executive producer of the Charlie Kirk Show, was streamed 100 million plus streams were picked up. And that doesn't even include what folks watched on a network broadcast, if it had it on, or some other source. What they did hear over and over again is the gospel proclaimed, focusing on Christ and the life after by believing in him, but also on the Old Testament and our Judeo-Christian founding for this nation. There are too many have reached a point where they just do not want to remember that, or they want to ignore it, or they actually want to destroy our foundation. And of course, we reached a point with this nation in our effort to show freedom of speech and show tolerance that we've allowed some of it to get out of control. Freedom of speech allows you to say things I don't like, even burn our U.S. flag, which I don't like. But as long as you're not creating violence against others, assaulting others, torching buildings and so forth, then that, quote, freedom of speech would be allowed. But too many of them have recognized we can take this thread of freedom of speech and use it for freedom of chaos and destruction. Again, the executive producer for the Charlie Kirk Show said, our production and streaming partner has tracked over 100 million overall streams for today's tribute to Charlie. This is just what they know about. It's likely much larger. Over 100 million just heard the gospel proclaimed again and again by speaker after speaker. Truly remarkable. And it is much larger. He said, our family visited and we watched it together. Every stream is probably 5 to 10 people watching. President Trump delivered remarks, pledging that Kirk's organization, Turning Point USA, will become bigger and better and stronger than ever before. He added, Charlie is bigger today than he was. That may not help his friends and loved ones, of which there are many, may not help Erica and those beautiful children who had to suffer so horribly, but they know it is the truth. He's bigger now than ever. He's eternal. And I would add to that, Charlie Kirk would not want you to focus on his greatness, but on his Lord and Savior's greatness. Turning Point USA will continue with Erica Kirk being named as the CEO, and she said, we will continue the mission.
Charlie and I were united in purpose. His passion was my passion, and now his mission is my mission. Everything that Turning Point USA built through Charlie's vision and hard work, we will make 10 times greater through the power of his memory. Chapters will grow, thousands of new ones will be created. TPUSA Faith, will add thousands of new pastors and congregations. And yes, campus events will continue. And we will continue to hold debates and dialogue.
That is great. And in fact, we told you the other day that even in advance of the memorial, they have 900 plus chapters across colleges and universities, and more than 60,000 young people were wanting to either join a chapter or start one. But keep in mind, this is already beyond a spiritual battle for many. They want to make it a earthly battle, a political battle. As a CNN headline says, Kirk's memorial offers a glimpse into the evolving MAGA movement. Well, they couldn't say a glimpse into maybe a nation of peace and understanding. There's still a lot of questions about the shooter and any connections he might have had. Megyn Kelly had some information that she shared.
The FBI, familiar with the investigation, reporting that the Bureau is looking into posts by at least seven different accounts. Several of the accounts appear to belong to transgender individuals, and at least one of them followed the suspect in this case, Tyler Robinson's roommate. Okay, so followed the roommate, the boyfriend, with whom Robinson was reportedly in a romantic relationship. Minutes after Charlie Kirk was pronounced dead, the user posted on X, "We f***ing did it." This person has since deleted the account. Another user, 5 days before the shooting, wrote, quote, "You guys, I have something big coming soon. Just be sure to check the news. You'll know it when you see it," along with an emoji giving a wink. "I have something big coming soon. Just be sure to check the news. You'll know it when you see it." 5 days before the assassination. Then on Wednesday after the shooting, the same account writes, quote, "Well, that's that." And another chud bites the dust. Chud, apparently a slang derogatory term for right wingers.
A lot of that, of course, is yet to be filtered out through the investigators. We already told you the other day that a group called Armed Queers of Salt Lake City have been scrubbing their social media posts. There is nothing to suggest that they were connected to the shooter, but they're actively trying to disappear. In other news tomorrow, the UN officially opens and celebrates its 80th anniversary. And this is coming just after some shocking actions by U.S. allies.
The UK led the way on Sunday, recognizing a Palestinian state, followed by Canada, Australia, and Portugal.
In the face of the growing horror in the Middle East, we are acting to keep alive the possibility of peace and a two-state solution. That means a safe and secure Israel alongside a viable Palestinian state.
Unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state and the situation in Gaza are expected to dominate this week's UN General Assembly. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there will not be a Palestinian state in the West Bank.
At the UN, I will present the truth. This is Israel's truth, but it is the objective truth in our righteous struggle against the forces of evil and our vision for real peace, peace from strength.
Netanyahu said the recognition delivers one message.
I have a clear message to those leaders who recognize the Palestinian state after the terrible massacre of October 7th. You are giving a huge price to terrorism, and I have another message for you. It will not happen. There will be no Palestinian state west of the Jordan.
And yet, our allies, the UK, Canada, Australia, and now France, want to recognize the Palestinian state, and Hamas actively taking credit.
Hamas took credit for the recognition, saying it's because of their October 7th invasion and massacre of Israelis. Palestinians in Ramallah welcomed the decision and made their ultimate goal clear.
We also hope to see a complete Palestinian state from the sea to the river.
Israeli legal expert Eugene Kantorovich says supporters can say what they want, but a Palestinian state doesn't exist.
They have complete independence, autonomy. Israel's not controlling their lives. So what would a state give them that they don't have now? The ability to buy weapons on the international market, and the ability to open their borders and bring in jihadis from around the world. So imagine October 7th, except this time, instead of machine guns and gliders, they have airplanes and artillery and millions of people who've come to join them on jihad from around the world.
Therefore, he says, Israel cannot allow the establishment of a Palestinian state.
Of course it can't. Of course it can't. And why the UK, Canada, Australia, and now France are lining up to recognize a Palestinian state? A former Margaret Thatcher aide, Niall Gardner.
This is undoubtedly a shameful move by the British, French, Canadian, and Australian governments. It sends completely the wrong signal. It is a gift to Hamas and completely undermines Israel and also the United States as well. And this is a reward for terrorism, basically. And I do think it's the worst foreign policy decision taken by a British Prime Minister in many, many decades. It's an absolute disgrace. It's shameful. And I do think this is incredibly dangerous, what we're seeing right now. An opinion poll published yesterday showed that 9 out of 10 Britons actually oppose the recognition of a Palestinian state. So what Keir Starmer is doing is he's appeasing the far-left elements of his own party, including Islamic elements as well, who form a voting bloc in the UK. And I do think also that Keir Starmer, in many respects, is the worst British Prime Minister of the modern era. His approval ratings are around 15 to 20%, hugely unpopular among the British people, already a lame duck after just a year in office. And this is a catastrophically stupid move by Keir Starmer. The original idea, of course, came from Emmanuel Macron, the French president, who's also a lame duck president. So this is going to be an absolute disaster, and it's also going to cause significant tensions between the UK and Israel and the United States as well.
And obviously, it's another step to Islamize those nations, to change their culture, the nations themselves. We'll get into that in more detail again later in this hour and next hour. Coming up, my struggle when it comes to forgiveness. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
My husband, Charlie, he wanted to save young men just like the one who took his life. That young man. That young man. On the cross, our Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That man. That young man. I forgive him.
Once again, the words of Erica Kirk at Charlie Kirk's memorial. Forgiving the man that plotted, premeditated, taking a rifle and planning on killing Charlie Kirk. Do you have that kind of forgiveness in you? If you're a person of faith, does that help you have it or not? Do you have any faith whatsoever? Do you have any forgiveness in you for anything? As a Christian, and as Erica was pointing out, as Christ called from the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I am a Christian. And I say that with trepidation to the extent that I consider myself a Christian. I know I'm full of sin. I'm guilty of youthful sin, later sin, everyday sin. But one thing I do not have in my heart is the capacity for the forgiveness that Erica expressed. So I fall very short. I know specifically that came to light for me back on January 6, 1989. A man by George Tiny Mercer was executed just after midnight. It was the first execution in Missouri since the Supreme Court had lifted its stay on executions. In 1972, the Supreme Court halted temporarily, executions. Then 4 years later ruled that the death penalty was not inherently unconstitutional, allowing the states to enact them if they wanted to. State of Missouri did. George Tiny Mercer was on paper convicted of the rape and murder of a 22-year-old in Belton, Missouri, 1978. At the time she was killed, Mercer also had a charge pending against him for raping a 17-year-old girl. When he was executed, he was age 44, but he became the first to be executed in Missouri since 1965. I was one of the members of the media witnessing. It was to be in the former gas chamber in the penitentiary in Jefferson City, but in pretest, they realized the gas chamber leaked, so they could not expose everyone else to the chemicals. So they used lethal injection. Why can I not find it in my heart to forgive George Tiny Mercer? I didn't know him, and I did not know his victim. But I had two young daughters. Still do, thank you, God. And I thought, if one of them went through what that young woman did, there'd be no way I could find forgiveness. So I didn't want to preach forgiveness to others who might have the same misgivings as I did. I don't know how many times folks have said, well, how can you be against abortion, killing a baby, and yet you accept capital punishment? The difference is, I always remind you, the baby is sinless, has done nothing. I read the details of what George Tiny Mercer and his gang did with this young woman. She had been kidnapped and presented to him as a birthday present. A birthday present. Then the things that he did and other members of the gang did with her and afterwards. Then he ends up strangling her. But then someone realized, no, she's still alive, and they went back to killing her. And then they dumped the body, thinking it'd never be found. But one of those who was driving the truck on Mercer's orders later became a witness. In an interview Mercer gave in 1981, he claimed he was innocent of that murder and they'd undergone a religious conversion while on death row. That doesn't surprise me for someone to say that. It doesn't surprise me for someone on death row to undergo a religious conversion. As the saying is, there are no atheists in foxholes. You find religion. I don't know if he did or didn't. That's between him and his maker. But I have to be honest with you. I struggle with forgiveness for those kinds of crimes. Maybe you're better than I am. Your faith is stronger. But in being honest with you, if instead of Charlie Kirk being killed the other day, one of my children or grandchildren was. I could not stand there, especially in front of a worldwide audience, and say the words Erica did. She is to be praised. The Lord is to be praised for having that kind of faith. It is wrong to continue to harbor hate. It is wrong to not give forgiveness if it's requested. But I just have to admit to you, I do not have that capacity for what someone did to Charlie Kirk, nor for George Tiny Mercer. I've had folks say that I need to pray to have it. And I agree with them, but honestly, I have never prayed to have that kind of mercy. The man who killed Charlie Kirk, still accountable by law. And we'll see what happens with that. And they're seeking the death penalty against him. Erica's statement that I forgive you is out of her heart and her faith. But the law still must be seen to its conclusion, which may or may not lead in death penalty for this man. Those of you who have a better understanding of forgiveness and are better at it, I praise you. I do. But for me, I just don't have that kind of forgiveness. Thankfully, the Lord does have that ability. Charlie Kirk died too soon and died at the hands of a man simply because he didn't like what he had to say.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport? And be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Larry Connors welcoming Tom Shaw Realtors aboard. Nearly 100 years helping sell acreage, homes, horse property. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, 283-5064. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
I want to be clear that, like, law enforcement isn't to prevent crime. Law enforcement solves crime, okay? That is what they are supposed to do. They are supposed to solve crimes, not necessarily prevent them from happening, per se.
I do not know how to explain this woman. I do not know how to even help decipher what she's saying. I don't know any way to help her correct her statement. That is Texas Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, and basically saying that police are not to prevent crime. They're there to arrest and investigate crime. Let me get this straight. Congresswoman Crockett, if a man is coming at you with a knife and a police officer is standing there watching it, is he just supposed to let him attack you with a knife, maybe take your life, and then after you're dying or near death, then step in and say, hey, hold up, we need to investigate this? I know how nonsensical it sounds, what I just stated, but it just mirrors her statement. I want you to listen to that statement one more time, because see if you find anything in there that makes the slightest bit of sense.
I want to be clear that, like, law enforcement isn't to prevent crime. Law enforcement solves crime, okay? That is what they are supposed to do. They are supposed to solve crimes, not necessarily prevent them from happening, per se.
Not necessarily prevent them from happening. So we really don't need police officers on the streets. And of course, the left would probably love that, as long as they have their own private security. We don't need police officers doing anything to stop a crime from being carried out, be it a burglary, assaulting a woman on the street, up to murder. We don't need them to prevent that. We just need them to come in and investigate after it's done. When the National Guard was used by Trump going into D.C., in the beginning, Muriel Bowser, mayor of D.C., was condemning it, and then she began to welcome it. And she got backlash inside her own party, and then she started condemning it again. But for 11-plus days, there was not a single murder in D.C. Of course, now Trump putting them into Nashville. Talk of still going to do the same in St. Louis City and in Chicago and other blue cities and blue states, where crime has chased the general public out of what once was a vibrant area. Those of you who live in St. Louis City, you know exactly what I'm referring to. How many of you venture go into a ball game, a hockey game, or anything in the St. Louis City area, much less patronize the restaurants, because you don't want to be downtown after dark And you're not really that safe during the daylight hours. And part of it gets back to the leftist philosophy. Cashless bail or no bail whatsoever. And everyone should have a right to do what they want. And we'll give them a right, and we'll give them a piece of paper that says, come back to court, we'll discuss your case. And the left wants to die on this hill, but unfortunately, it's not just them dying. It's many innocent Americans dying. There was one case that Jasmine Crockett was referring to, and she really upset the mother of the victim when she referred to her child as a random victim.
Crockett sparking outrage for appearing to dismiss the murder of 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, who was killed at the hands of an illegal immigrant in 2022. The House was debating a Republican-led bill named after Kayla when the Congresswoman made these comments. Listen.
You take a situation and then you exploit what has happened to not only that person, but you exploit those families and you make it a game. Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Who is playing the politics in that role? And referring to the victim as a random victim. Random maybe in the choice of who got caught in the crossfire or whatever the crime was, but that is someone's child. And I don't care if they are a hardcore leftist. It is their child. They're not, quote, a random victim. This is the kind of push we're seeing in our nation now that I truly hope this weekend's memorial for Charlie Kirk will be exactly what he's always called his operation, Turning Point USA. Because we need to get this kind of stuff under control and back everything off. But we have too many out there that fall into the herd mentality of a Jasmine Crockett. We are simply going to accept crime because it doesn't involve us. That's her attitude. Believe me, if it involved them directly, there would be changes and calls for immediate action. It involves their cities, their neighbors, and sometimes maybe even their families. At what point do they recognize we cannot continue like this? We don't want more deaths on either side. But it is happening. And the other thing that's happening in our nation has a lot to do with what we were talking about previously about four of our allies, four Western nations, stepping forward and wanting to recognize Palestine as a free state. Portugal has now joined in that same announcement. Following Britain, Australia, and Canada, and France, along with Belgium. Tomorrow is the beginning of the 80th summit of the United Nations. Founded with the purpose of bringing nations together, but often showing no impact, not making sure that nations are punished for actions that they carry out against others. Just get up there and talk about it, and that will solve everything. That's why many in the nation have long since lost any faith in the United Nations. Surveys show continually few Americans and few anywhere around the world really believe the UN is doing anything that has a value. Being a history buff, I've always looked at the United Nations as not just an experiment, but really something that would really serve our nation and our world. But here's the 193 member states come together at the UN starting today and tomorrow, officially opening for the 80th anniversary. I don't see anything in there that is protecting nations that are members. They become a member, but they might get a small soapbox to speak on occasionally, but that's about it. The Security Council holding an urgent meeting earlier today, requested by Estonia. Why? More Russian airspace violations. Fighter jets over their country. And we've heard earlier about incursions over Polish and Romanian airspace. The official statement from the UN is, these breaches are unacceptable. But what are they doing about it? Well, they're holding another briefing titled Threats to International Peace and Security. If you're talking, maybe you're not shooting. But if you're talking and not doing anything to correct what is wrong, you're going to lead to shooting. And you're going to lead to destruction, not peace. You know the thing that they're trying to push forward right now? The assembly president is saying, we all know that when women are at the table, companies perform better, peace treaties last longer, governments deliver more. Their presence, women, is power. Then adds yet in this Hall of Principles, last year fewer than 10% of speakers during high-level week were women. This is, again, pushing gender as opposed to solutions. If the women that are there had the courage and the fortitude of a Margaret Thatcher, that would be an entirely different approach. We'll get into this in more detail in the next hour because this event, by recognizing Palestine as a free state, is going to escalate things rapidly. And Hamas is claiming a victory out of it. And why shouldn't they? Before we close this hour, many of you have perhaps favorite Bible verses in the New and or the Old Testament. There was one verse that Charlie Kirk had said was his favorite. That story, when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. And don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
One of my favorite verses, though, is Romans 8:28, which it says that God works all things for good for those who love him. It's a very freeing and liberating verse for those of us that are Christians, because we believe that when things can be really bad, God is working it for his good, his perfect and pleasing will, which is a very, very hard teaching when you come across business closures or staff layoffs. But it's very liberating that God is working all things towards an ultimate good. So I love that. And it kind of is very freeing that I don't have to be in charge of everything. And there is a God and I'm not him. And I surrender to his will.
Yeah. I surrender to his will. We say that. I say that. And yet I constantly try to take control of the steering wheel again. I want to share with you a piece from The Federalist written by Drew White, titled "Charlie Kirk's Death Exposes the Weakness of the American Church." Subtitle: "Shouldn't the first prominent American to be martyred for his Christian faith on American soil have been a pastor, or at least a theologian?" And he says, "I was on a flight departing D.C. when my phone erupted like many others that Charlie Kirk had been shot." He said, "My heart immediately broke. And the automatic reflex was a plea to the Almighty to work a miracle and spare his life. By the time we landed, I learned that Kirk had passed." And he talked about 2 days after the assassination, we're all shaking our heads in disbelief. Killing someone simply because they have an opposing view. Be they children at a mass at Minneapolis Catholic Church. Someone just hates these children because they don't like the life they're living. Or a difference of opinion. Elizabeth Kaiser, host of Straight Lines, will join us in our next hour. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine. The spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine. Hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885, EsquireSportsMedicine.com, EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. vincentsjewelers.com. vincentsjewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit PRIglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.